Governor directs DPS to expand Texas Repeat Offender Task Force. Texas Border Business, Austin. Governor Greg Abbott has directed the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, to expand the Texas Repeat Offender Task Force, a Houston-area joint operation between federal, state, and local law enforcement that targets violent repeat offenders, to the Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Austin metropolitan areas. I am directing the Texas Department of Public Safety to immediately expand the Texas Repeat Offender Task Force to the Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Austin metropolitan areas, said Governor Abbott. As the Texas Department of Public Safety fulfills its mission to uphold the rule of law and ensure the safety of every Texan, our state's peace officers confront a revolving door of repeat violent offenders. Targeting these dangerous perpetrators reduces crime, increases safety, and better protects Texans. We will unapologetically back law enforcement, bring dangerous criminals to justice, and keep our communities safe. Read the governor's letter here. Since the task force launched in October, the operation has led to the arrest of 728 repeat offenders, 455 of which have been identified as high-threat offenders. The task force has also encountered 155 known gang members and has arrested members of several violent gangs, including Puro Tango Blast, MS-13, The Bloods, and The Crips. The task force has made 225 drug seizures, including more than 225,000 lethal doses of fentanyl, 115 pounds of methamphetamine, 7 pounds of cocaine, and 415 pounds of marijuana. Additionally, the task force's efforts have resulted in 110 weapon and 12 currency seizures, and the recovery of 25 stolen vehicles. Last year, Governor Abbott signed into law the strongest bail reform package in Texas history that protects Texans by keeping violent, repeat offenders behind bars. That package included Senate Bill 9, Huffman, Smithy, gives prosecutors the ability to appeal bad bail decisions made in cases involving the most heinous crimes and repeat felons. This law also ensures only elected judges may reduce the amount or conditions of a bail set by an elected judge. Senate Bill 40, Huffman, Smithy, prohibits the use of public funds to pay a nonprofit organization that will then post bail for criminals. House Bill 75, Smithy, Huffman, ensures transparency in the initial stages of a criminal case, requiring magistrates provide a written explanation on why they determined an arrest was made without probable cause. Senate Joint Resolution 5, Huffman, Smithy, is a constitutional amendment that will require a judge to deny bail to a defendant charged with the most heinous crimes, such as rape, murder, and human trafficking, when the state proves the defendant is a threat to public safety or will not show up for trial.